97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Congressman Rodney Davis is with us right now. Congressman, for you, we play Nickelback, and we're happy to do it, and we're happy that you're here.
Well, I am humbled and honored every time I hear the wonderful voice
sultry
and
sounds.
Tunes from Nickelback, but I think you ought to branch out and make it one of your bumper music songs on a regular basis.
I could. You can come on a regular basis. I honestly spent some time looking for a Nickelback Christmas album, and I don't think that it exists. That's like, that would merge my interests in this moment.
Do they celebrate Christmas in Canada? They're Canadian. Who knows?
I do not. I have to pick. I have a little beef with you. Can we talk about this on the air? Is that okay?
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, what is the beef?
You're my congressman, right? Right now,
yeah.
You serve as my congressman.
Yep.
But maybe I have a beef with the Democrats. They drew you out of my district, didn't they?
They did. They put my hometown of Taylorville and my home county of Christian County in what is the 15th district. I'm the only member of Congress who's an incumbent that lives in that new 15th. And what they're trying to do is elect a Democrat that would then represent the Madison County area that you live in.
Mm. So they're coming after this area. And while I am very frustrated that they have taken you away from being able to represent me, I am very excited to hear your most recent announcement that I will let you make here about your decision to move forward in the future. I've asked you on the show straight up if you intend to run for governor, if you intend to run for something else, and you've made a decision about what your future holds, hopefully for the state of Illinois.
Yeah, I'm going to run in the congressional district that I live in, which is the 15th district. It's a district that stretches from eastern Madison County all the way over to the Indiana line and then around Champaign and back to the Mississippi River, north to Iowa, and south to western side of Madison County. I mean, it's a gerrymandered mess that the Democrats did, but I was open and honest with you and everyone who asked. I always said my first preference would be to have the ability to run for Congress. I really enjoy the job I'm doing. I think that we're doing well putting a conservative voice that's out here in Washington that's also governing at the same time. I'm disappointed the Democrats decided to gerrymander a lot of constituents like you into a new district. But you know what's going to be great is we're going to make sure a Republican gets elected there. And it's going to be fun watching them squirm like they did 10 years ago when they thought they'd elect a Democrat and not me.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at this map right now and it is just, it's just dumb. I see other people in other states being like, oh, we don't want gerrymandered maps. And I'm like, hold my beer. Look at this. This is so crazy what the state of Illinois and this Democrat tyranny that exists in this state, what they've been able to get away with so far. I like your attitude that you're going to take both of these districts and their games aren't going to win, at least here. But tell me what is in front of Illinois voters right now with what the Democrats, the maps that they've set forth and what they've decided to do. And you're the one who's always said this. You don't think that representatives should be able to pick their voters. Voters should be able to pick their representatives. Spot on.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with what you said. We needed redistricting reform. J.B. Pritzker promised redistricting reform when he ran for governor in 2018. He said he would not sign legislatively drawn maps. He struck out. He signed three of them. This gerrymandered congressional mess and the two gerrymandered messes that will make up the new General Assembly districts. Illinois Democrats, they don't even try to hide their bias. They don't even try to hide their gerrymandering. I mean, you look at this stuff, it is crazy. And these other states, like you said, they're worried about splitting counties. Oh, my Lord, there's only one full county in your new congressional district, the 13th district. The rest of them are all partial. So they don't follow the rules in states that they run, but they use Eric Holder and liberal front groups to make Republicans follow rules in states that they don't control.
It is so frustrating. Illinoisans are used to this. They expect it. And I fear some of that potential laziness that might set in for Illinois voters, that it's not even worth fighting against, causes us to lose battles that we could potentially win. What's your message to Illinois voters specifically going into 2022? You saying now that you are going to run for that 15th district, which they have placed your hometown of Taylorville in, winning that district and not letting them get their way with what they're trying to do here with these maps?
Well, the good news is I think they overreached. And Virginia's election results, New Jersey's election results, results in even Minnesota and Seattle, Washington showed that Republicans are winning in areas that Democrats won by wide margins in the election before. And these Democrats used Joe Biden numbers in the suburbs to base these districts, and they're not good enough for Democrats to win. We'll win that 13th district. I firmly believe we will do that, Annie. And I think we'll win the old Sherry Bustos district because Esther Joy King ran her out of D.C. and she retired. And Esther Joy King's going to make a great member of Congress. But we're going to fight like heck in the suburbs to get these suburbs back, just like the suburbs came back to Republicans like Glenn Youngkin just a few weeks ago. And we'll compete in districts up in the suburbs that Democrats are going to have to fight for their political lives.
We're speaking with Congressman Rodney Davis, currently representing Illinois' 13th district, has been redrawn into the 15th district, and he has announced his candidacy for that. Congressman Bost was on a few weeks ago, and we were talking about Nancy Pelosi and her future in the House of Representatives. Do you think that she's going to, you know, be the minority leader if the Republicans take the majority in 2022? Is she going to stick around for that?
Boy, I think she's used up her 9 political lives, and maybe she might be a double cat. You know, she has 18 political lives. If she stays and the Democrats reelect her as a minority leader, which she's a lame duck speaker, we're going to take this majority. The American people are speaking loud and clear right now with polling. They're speaking loud and clear with the messaging that we see from throughout this country that Republicans will win the House. If she decides to stay, I would be shocked. I think this is our chance to get her out of Congress for good and really good riddance, because Nancy Pelosi has turned this institution into an institution that locks the American people out and doesn't require members of Congress to actually come to D.C. and cast their vote anymore. So she doesn't even want members of Congress coming to work, but she also doesn't want the American public coming to the Capitol anymore. And that will change when we take over. And I'll run the committee to reopen this Capitol, the House Administration Committee, and I cannot wait when that day happens.
Let me play for you something that Peter Ducey reported yesterday from the White House about potential COVID restrictions the Biden administration
is proposing.
It sounds
like on Thursday, according to the Washington Post, and we have made contact with some White House folks, they're going to announce some of the strictest COVID regulations yet on American citizens, including, according to the Washington Post, requiring all Americans who return from abroad to quarantine in their house for up to 7 days. If that is something that they're going to propose in this speech on Thursday, there are a lot of questions. How do you enforce that? Do you send somebody to the door of somebody that just came back from overseas, regardless of vaccination status or testing status, to make sure that they are home?
We've heard from the Biden administration that lockdowns are not in the future if that's the scary word. You know, everybody does what they're supposed to do, essentially. They have a heavy hand with some of these tyrannical mandates and requirements that they've tried to put on the American people in the name of COVID. Does a Republican majority in the House of Representatives have any power to push back on any of this?
Well, absolutely we do. As a matter of fact, I think you'll see a pushback on vaccine mandates this week. And frankly, these vaccine mandates are not working. And at the same time, we're also seeing questions of whether or not the efficacy of the vaccines that are in place right now are going to stop you from getting or spreading COVID in the future. We've got therapeutics that have been developed and are being used right now and that are being developed and hopefully going to be used that if somebody gets sick, they can be treated. These are the types of things that we used to celebrate in America. But with COVID, all bets are off. And the Democrats in control of the federal government, state government in Illinois, they've decided that they're going to not lose control. And if the Biden administration, I mean, I'm glad I'm not traveling overseas over the next few weeks, but I can't imagine families who saved up during this time of inflationary pressures where their money's not going as far, and they want to go overseas, and now they're going to be told they can't come back home and make money in their job or open their store after they've taken their family on a trip for Christmas or for New Year's. If Joe Biden thinks that they were going to keep the majority or even lose it by a small margin, I think the American people are going to say enough's enough and elect a huge number of Republicans in the next election.
Well, I sure hope so. Speaking with Congressman Rodney Davis, last question before I let you go, and we do appreciate your time here. It seems like there should be some bipartisanship, some common sense bipartisanship surrounding these mandates and the idea of liberty in this country. And the tribalism, I think, is what turns a lot of the people in the middle, the people who often decide elections, that turns them off. Are mandates a Republican-Democrat issue? Is it really that simple?
Not at all. It's very frustrating. My wife's a healthcare worker, and all of us had healthcare workers are heroes signs. Well, many of those same healthcare workers that worked in the height of the pandemic when we didn't know a lot about this disease, we didn't know a lot about the virus, they were at their job every day. They didn't get a chance to quarantine when they got home from work after, in my wife's case, transporting COVID patients from room to room in many cases. And now they're being told if their doctor says, maybe you don't want to get a vaccine, maybe you're young, you want to have a baby, we just don't know. This is the only virus or disease in American history that I can remember that the doctor-patient relationship is secondary to what the politicians think. And then, frankly, we've got to look at this disease as a risk management issue. We know more about the disease. We know the survivability. We know the efficacy of the therapeutics and the vaccines that are on the market right now. And instead, our leaders in Illinois and our leaders in Washington, they still want to think of things as a zero tolerance. Remember, the South African doctors who are in the epicenter of this new variant have said, hang on a second, we're not seeing a lot of hospitalizations here. We're seeing that mild cases are part of this variant. But instead, the Biden administration uses that to lock down America and to punish hardworking Americans who want to take their families overseas for Christmas and the holidays. They're going to get a rude awakening at the ballot box again, Annie. I firmly believe that.
Well, I long for the day where we can actually do policy and not just politics all the time. And I don't know, I don't really know what magic wand has to be waved in order to make that happen. But I am glad that you have announced that you are still advocating for your representation in Congress. It's needed, and I'm grateful for it. I'm sad. I guess, looking at the map, I wouldn't have to move terribly far to be back in your district, which is the crazy part of it. But thank you for coming on the show and making that announcement here. We appreciate that, and we will continue to follow your campaign as it unfolds.
You've been a great friend, and I always enjoy talking with you. And we'll always play a game now after Nickelback. Is how many miles does it take Davis to drive from the eastern part of Madison County in his district to the western part without leaving my district? It'd be about 250 miles.
That is something else. Man, Illinois, wake up. Take your state back. We appreciate you, Congressman. Thank you so much.
Take care.